Buongiorno e buon pomeriggio a tutti. Ecco, io sono Linda Bull, questo è Give 'Em the Boot, un'ora di musica italiana folk tradizionale e moderna. Infatti oggi faremo un'ora e mezza perché Osvaldo è via questa settimana, quindi da ora fino alle due, quindi un'ora e mezza di musica. E oggi io ho un mucchio di musica nuova, ho tre CD appena arrivati di tre gruppi favolosi che fanno musica di tutti i tipi, uno un po' più jazz, l'altro molto folk etnico e poi un'altra ancora che fa musica tradizionale del Sud Italia. Quindi state ascoltando CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm Linda Bull, this is Given the Boot. I'm filling in a little bit here, starting early for Osvaldo, who is away this week. And I'm going to introduce three brand spanking new CDs that I received from Felme Records. Thank you very much, Felme. A fantastic record label in Italy. You can check them out on the web, felme.it. And I'm going to be basically showcasing the three new CDs that I have, and a fourth one that is relatively new as well, that I have played in the past. So those groups are going to start off with today, I Mau Mau. And Mau Mau are one of the most interesting groups to have emerged on the Italian ethnic rock scene or ethnic folk scene, depending on how you'd like to see it. It's actually a Piemontese word, which means used to define tramps or immigrants, people who come from the south of Italy or even from the rest of the world. And they have a raw acoustic sound. They create musical landscapes that that link the mountains to the sea and the sea to the opposite Mediterranean coastline. Their songs are really stories about the poor, immigrants, about suburbs, about the lost American dream. They use the Italian language as well as their own dialect, the Piemontese dialect, and they also bridge the gap between regional culture and the world beat. You know, they have a very strong world beat-centered sound. They have a fantastic musician from the Cameroon who plays percussion with them, and really focused around the guitarist and vocalist Luca Morino from Turin. They were basically formed in 1991, also joined by Fabio Barovero on vocals, keyboards and accordion, and aided and abetted by Cameroon percussionist the Bienvenue Nsonga. They have a very original sound, much imitated in Italy, combining multiple musical languages with the driving rhythms. So the new album is called Dea, out on Felme Records. It is a long time between releases for them. Their last album, real album, was released 7 years ago. And it's this one is much more Brazilian-inspired. So we're going to start off with a track which will lead you into the sound of this album. It's called Da Qui ai Caraibi, which means From Here to the Caribbean. This is Mau Mau. la prima canzone del gruppo I Mau Mau da Torino, che fanno una musica particolare, molto infusa, direi, dai ritmi elettronici, ma anche dalle percussioni africane e anche dal Brasile. E quella canzone lì, Da qui ai Caraibi. From here to the Caribbean, it's a dream song, an imaginary crossing on foot on the bottom of the ocean. In other words, it's a metaphor of life. The track that I just played there from Mau Mau, great ethnic traditional fusion band from Turin, the lyrics of that translate somewhat like, we shall walk on the bottom of the sea from here to the Caribbean looking for some sense in this dream, and there's nothing. This is great, a new CD from this group. It's called Dea, which means goddess. It's out on Felme Records, just released. I'm going to play a few tracks from this and some more from other new albums that I'm featuring this week. The next track I would like to play is Il Treno del Sole, The Sun Train, and a little bit of background on this one. Actually, the Mau Mau group are actually very politically aware, and often their lyrics are quite socio-political commentaries, quite scathing commentaries sometimes on the situation in Italy and also around the world, and they focus very much on the immigrant situation too. In the 60s, the Italian rail system, the Ferrovie Italiane, it's a state railway company, instituted a train called the Sun Train to carry immigrants looking for work from the south of Italy to the north of the country, to Milan and Turin and other big industrial centres. And entire generations moved on those rail cars, which smelled of sweat, wine, food leftovers and a lot of misery. And the lyrics to this song, there are many, no one, hundreds of us with suitcases, boxes and bags packed with torment. Allora, ancora dei Mau Mau, Il Treno del Sole.
Siamo tanti, nessuno 100.000, tra valigie, scatoloni, borse di maledizioni. Siamo tanti, siamo troppi, siamo storie andate male, tutti uno addosso all'altro, su questo treno del sole, che unirà tutta l'Italia, stazione dopo stazione, da sotto a sopra nella speranza di cambiare questa mala situazione. Su che binario ti incontrerò, su che binario mi troverai, su che binari corre la fortuna, su che binari corrono i guai, su che binario ti incontrerò, su che binario mi troverai, su che binari corre la fortuna, su che binari corrono i guai. Mediterraneo delle mie brame, bagna queste coste di solventi e catrame, bagna le ville, villaggi esclusivi, e dimmi da dove arriveranno i nuovi arrivi, e senti come ci puzzano i piedi, ai 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 ai, vino ne bevi e tanto ne sudi, ai 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 ai. Siamo tanti, nessuno 100.000, i biglietti dell'andata sono senza ritorno, e le lingue, le labbra che vorrebbero parlare sono voci soffocate su questo treno del sole. Si canta bella ciao, Guantanamera sta sempre comandante, o mare nero, rime per dimenticare, la mara terra da lasciare. Su che binario ti incontrerò, su che binario mi troverai, su che binari corre la fortuna, su che binari corrono i guai, su che binario ti incontrerò, su che binario mi troverai, su che binari corre la fortuna, su che binari corrono i guai. Mediterraneo delle mie brame, bagna queste coste di solventi e catrame, bagna le ville, i villaggi esclusivi, e dimmi da dove arriveranno i nuovi arrivi, e senti come ci puzzano i piedi, ai 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 ai, vino ne bevi e tanto ne sudi, ai 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 ai. Sogni, sogni, vita bella, speri di restare a galla. Su che binari corre la fortuna, su che binari corrono.
un'altra canzone dei Mau Mau, gruppo torinese, che miscolano musica tradizionale della loro regione, della loro città, e musica da altri paesi, soprattutto in questo disco musica brasiliana. Ci sono tantissimi musicisti su questo disco, guardando alla fine del materiale che ho qui davanti, posso leggere magari, non so, 20 o 30 persone che suonano su questo disco, e tanti che sono brasiliani o africani, anche italiani. Okay, you're listening to Give 'Em the Boot. It's CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm Linda Bull, your hostess on this Italian music show that happens every Tuesday from 1 till 2. I happen to be a little bit early today because Osvaldo is not in, so I get time to play a little bit more music. And I am focusing on several new releases from Felme Records. The one in my hot hands right now is from the Mau Mau, a group from Turin founded by Luca Morino, and also having members Fabio Barovero and Bienvenu Nsonga. You can find out a little bit, although not much, information on the web about the Mau Mau, as they don't have, that I could find, their own website, but there is a little bit of information on Wikipedia, actually, and also on Felme's website, felme.it. And that track there called Il Treno del Sole, which is, you know, a very politically motivated song about the sun train, as they called it in the 50s when the Italian state would put these trains on to bring immigrant workers from the south of Italy to the north. And the Mau Mau do have many songs of this nature, as well as other, you know, slightly lighter songs. And one of those lighter songs I'm going to play right now, it's called Cartoline, or Postcards. And it's a private story, a couple breaking up through somewhat nostalgic aesthetics of postcards fading under the sun. And the lyrics translate to, I'd like to send you a million phrases and flowers and come back to you, but all in all, I say goodbye and say, stay right where you are.
Bello, mi metto il cappello, ma l'ombra non c'è. Cartoline ormai sbiadite al sole delle tabaccherie. Cartoline di tette, di culi e frasi ad effetto che tornano su. Cartoline a forma di cuore, perché in amore spendiamo di più. Fondo sulla schiena, cartoline per ricordare o per farmi dimenticare, cartoline scritte in codice che il postino non capirà mai, cartoline spedite in fretta sull'onda che viene, sull'ansia che va. Milioni di fiori e tornare da te, svuotare vasetti di marmellatine, svegliarmi al mattino e girarmi di là. Che non avrai mai, cartoline a forma di freccia pronte a colpirti nell'anima, e una volta finita la carne che cos'altro regalerai? Cartoline da una spiaggia vuota come il vuoto che non riempirai. Saluto e ti dico, resta lì dove sei.
Another track from the Mau Mau. It's a focus album that I have today called Dea, meaning goddess. And that was Cartoline, or postcards, the love story of a couple that's basically, you know, through the separation is done, breaking up through postcards that fade in the sun. Very interesting. All right, I'm going to finish off this selection of tracks from Mau Mau by going to the last track on the album called Bentornata nel Campo, which means welcome back to the field. And a very strong experience involves two close friends who both suddenly find their lives are threatened by a serious illness and eventually manage to overcome the dreadful moment by returning to the field, il campo. And the lyrics are translated as, "You didn't know you were going to leave, nor that you would come back on this Mother Earth, eternal Mother Earth." So if you've liked this album, I would highly recommend checking out Felmay's website, felmay.it, and look for the new releases, Mau Mau album Dea. It's a bright yellow cover with a beautiful, looks like a toucan on the front, of blue and red. It's a very interesting cover. And this group is one of the most innovative, I would say, of Italian fusion between traditional folk-based music, ethnic music, and music from other worlds. And this album in particular focusing on Brazilian music. And a lot of this album was produced after a lengthy stay in Brazil by the artists. And then I'm going to follow up with some other new CDs after this track, and we'll also hear a little bit about what's coming up here at CITR next week is the conference, and I'll fill you in a little bit more on that. It's the National Campus Radio Conference, which is great for us to be able to host. So here we are with Bentornata nel Campo.
Madre terra, eterna terra madre, su questa madre terra.
conoscevi. E ti sei fatta leggera come una bolla d'aria. Per un lungo momento sei rimasta indifesa. Su questa madre terra, eterna terra madre, su questa madre terra. Bentornata nel campo, bentornata davvero su questa madre terra. Tu non sapevi di partire e non sapevi che saresti tornata. Bentornata nel campo, bentornata davvero su questa madre terra. Tu non sapevi di partire e non sapevi che saresti tornata. Questa madre terra, bentornata nel campo, bentornata davvero su questa madre terra. Bentornata nel campo, bentornata davvero su questa madre terra. Bentornata nel campo, bentornata davvero su questa madre terra. Bentornata nel campo, bentornata davvero su questa madre terra. Bentornata nel campo, bentornata davvero su questa madre terra. Bentornata nel campo, bentornata davvero.
Okay, that was the last track I'm playing there from the Mau Mau, and they are a great group from Turin. A brand new record called Dea from Felme Records, and they actually do have a website up and running, and it's just simply maumau.it, maumau.it, actually www.maumau.it, and it's got all information about their history and photos, and also touring mainly in Italy. And if you're interested, check them out. Really great group there. And you're listening to Give Them the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. I'll be here until 2 o'clock today. This is my normal starting time, 1 o'clock. But I was just filling in a little bit of time as Osvaldo is away in Toronto, I believe. Allora, per continuare, vorrei proporre un altro nuovo disco, questa volta da una cantante del Sud Italia, Rosa Paeda. Il vero nome è Antonella Di Domenico. Il suo nuovo disco, Mater, è un disco molto interessante con un po' di tutto, direi. La cantante Rosa Paeda è della Puglia e si rappresenta al suo sempre più numeroso pubblico italico e internazionale con una nuova produzione che non mancherà di riscuotere altrettanto, se non maggiore, interesse. Lei ha tre dischi, e questo è il terzo disco, e vorrei proporre quattro brani da questo disco, iniziando con una canzone che si chiama Cannettella, che è una canzone del Settecento che parla della gelosia. L'uomo, con parole dure, chiede all'amante di scegliere tra lui e tra un altro uomo. Ecco Rosa Paeda.
Non mi fa sempre cella, cannatella, oi cannatella, cannatella, cannatella. Dai audienzia, stucchi fienzia, sciocca sta sembra attorno a te. Cannatella, 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 oi cannatella. Cannatella. A me tocca farsi meno, ma chi è feo, no, non ci so. Ma chi è feo, no, non ci so. Società d'ossostanare cannatella, 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 poi cannatella, cannatella.
Was the track, the first track that I'm proposing today, Cannatella from Rosa Paeda, who is otherwise known as Antonella Di Domenico, and she is the voice behind this group. This is their third album, started off with Facce and then In Forma di Rossa, and now the latest album is called Mater, or Heart Folk is another, it seems to be the English translation of it. And in the course of her career, she has moved between reggae-inflected beginnings, and you can actually hear some of that on this album, to the folk music of her native land, of the Puglia. And she's really very original and open to many influences. And her voice is just amazing. It is really the most striking aspect of the CD. It's very vibrant and seductive. And it can be both passionate and subtle and everything else. It's very versatile. She has chosen a number of different songs, mostly traditional songs. Some of them have the text that was written by her and music by one of her musicians who plays on this album, Eddie Romano, and Domenico Lopez on classical guitar, Eddie Romano playing the fisarmonica or accordion. And that song was actually an anonymous song from the 1700s, and it was arranged by Eddie Romano, a song about jealousy, Cannatella, which is a great song. This album is also a Felmé album. It's actually, I believe, it's, here we say, yep, Felmé, 2007. And I just got it and just started listening to it. I really like it. This next track is Mamali Pena, which is an anonymous text, music done by Eddie Romano, again an arrangement by Rosa Paeda, and it's in dialect. She often sings in dialect, and it's a bit of a dub arrangement actually. The translation is somewhat goes like this: when you'll see the sea, my heart dry up with no more water. And plough to make the farm bloom and the dead rise and the prisoners free. When you will see all these things, then I will leave you with much pain. Oh, it sounds very grim indeed. But anyway, I'm sure you'll agree that it's a really lovely track, and I'm going to just play it for you right now.
Thank you. Are you radioactive? From June 11th to 16th this year, hundreds of radio files will descend on Vancouver for the 2007 National Campus and Community Radio Conference, presented by Vancouver's very own CITR Radio. Featuring over 50 workshops covering everything from podcasting and turntablism to documentary production, and taught by CBC personalities and nationally known campus and community radio producers, this conference has something for everyone. Plus, every night, delegates are treated to our concert series, including bands like the No Luck Club, the Evaporators, the Choir Practice, the Beelines, and many more. Check out www.citr.ca/conference for more info. See you in June.
There you have it. CITR is hosting the National Campus Radio Conference here June 4th to June 10th. If you want to find out more, go to our website, citr.ca, and you can find out as much information as you like. You can actually sign up to volunteer as well. We still need volunteers to help out in all aspects of the conference, so if you're keen to get involved, then please contact us here and just check out our website, citr.ca. The other thing that you should check out the website for is to work out that you can actually listen to your favorite shows after the fact by listening to the podcasts. And usually 4 or 5 weeks of shows for each show is archived in the podcast area. So you just need to go to citr.ca, click on podcasts, then click on the name of the show that you want to listen to, and up will come a box that has the choice that's available for that show. And you can download them through your iPod or on iTunes, or just listen to them from the computer. And my show also has that feature, so you can hear what I've been doing for the last few weeks if you're interested, or if you happen to not be able to listen right now, which is live as it's happening. Okay, so continuing my exploration of a few new CDs, Rosa Paeda is a singer from Puglia who also goes by this name, Rosa Paeda. It's actually the name of the group in a way, and her name is actually Antonella Di Domenico. She has a wonderful voice, and she really uses it to great effect on this album. It's very, very interesting mix of genres that she goes from. We just heard the very beautiful song called Padrone, which the lyrics are inspired from the farm laborers' conditions of Puglia. Up until, well, about 50 years ago, where people worked hard with very small amount of payment and bad working conditions. And the same situation now really is what foreign farm workers are facing. They're living as pretty much as slaves, risking their life to get a job. And that's very true in a lot of parts of the world, not just in Italy, but still a reality for many in Italy, which is crazy when you think about it, being, you know, one of the world's richest countries. And it has an incredible diversity from north to south. The difference in the standard of living is very marked. If you've ever had the chance to go there, that's one of the realities that you do see. It is a very beautiful country too, and there's lots of great things about it, notably being, you know, the culture in many ways, the food, music, but the political situation has always been quite difficult. But we won't get too much into the politics right now. I could go on, having done a degree in that area and specialised in Italian politics, but anyway, I digress. Okay, so this is a brand new album from Rosa Paeda called Mater, or Heart Folk. It's out on Felmay Records, and it's just released this year. And the last track I'm going to focus on featuring a beautiful voice of the lead singer, Rosa Paeda, is a old Neapolitan song from the 1500s, and it's in Neapolitan dialect. It's called Sto Core Mio.
Amen.
s'arria spezzò.
Core mio dal gruppo Rosa Pieda è veramente una bella, bellissima canzone napoletana dal 500. Allora andiamo avanti qui su Give 'Em the Boot. State ascoltando un'ora di musica italiana, folk e altro. Io sono Linda Bull e stiamo qui su CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Grazie per essere con me oggi. Quindi quella era l'ultimo brano del disco Rosa Pieda Mater, che è un nuovissimo disco appena uscito da un gruppo sud italiano. E oggi ho altri due dischi nuovi, un altro disco un po' diverso, soprattutto jazz. Simone Guiducci e il suo Gramelot Ensemble fanno musica jazz un po' differente. Simone Guiducci è un chitarrista dal nord Italia, da Torino, è anche compositore, è uno dei più dei musicisti più conosciuti sulla scena del jazz italiano adesso, proprio dagli anni 90. E questo disco si chiama Storie di Fiume e vorrei proporre due brani, Prima della pioggia e Invocazione. Ok, andiamo avanti con Prima della pioggia, un brano abbastanza lungo, quindi spero che avete un po' di pazienza, però è un bellissimo brano. Prima della pioggia, or Before the Rain. It's a new track, a new album from Simone Guiducci and the Gramalot Ensemble called Storia di Fiume, which means Stories of Rivers. And the Gramalot Ensemble are Simone Guiducci on guitar, Fausto Beccalossi on accordion, Achille Succi on clarinets, Salvatore Maiore on bass, and Roberto Dani on drums and percussion. It's strictly speaking a jazz album, but you know, there's lots of crossover sounds in there, and it's a thoroughly beautiful album. It's very much a concept album based around this idea of the spirit of the river, the great river that bisects the plain. And he describes it as the spirit of the river drags in its millennial wake not only boats and men, but also interweaving dialects, patterns of speech that change from boat to boat, river songs and stories that travel and are passed on. Perhaps more important than the principal waterways are its little tributaries, unknown canals of semi-stagnant water, fringes of the world where customs are more deeply rooted, since the rush of the big river of ideas is only a distant echo. Songs rooted in memory or merely imagined. That's all that there is about information from this album, but it's all you need, I think, really, because it is very much an album that you can, you know, put on and just listen through. All the tracks are fairly long. That's the shortest track at 7 minutes, and there's one track that's almost 10 minutes long. It was called Prima della Pioggia, Before the Rain. And I'm going to try playing another track from this, the last track on the album, which only contains 5 tracks. It's called Invocazione, which means invocation. It's also a fairly long track. But, you know, they're very beautiful to listen to. And this is, in case you missed it, this is Simone Guiducci and his Gramalot Ensemble. He's a very well-known figure in the Italian jazz movement. This is his 4th album for Felme Records. He has three other critically acclaimed: Cantador from 2000, Choral from 2002, and Dancing Roots from 2004. And he mixes, you know, the traditional music and improvisation, and you know, there's definitely, you know, a really rich dialogue between the musicians. It sounds like you're just, well, to me anyway, it sounds like they're just all sitting around in a room playing together. It's a very live recording. It's a lovely, lovely recording. So let's go on and hear Invocazione. Hold on 1 second. I think, yep, that's right, Invocazione.
Thank you.
Fabulous bass clarinet sound there of Achille Succi, who is a clarinet player with the Gramalot Ensemble. And that track was called Invocazione. It's the last track on Simone Guiducci and the Gramalot Ensemble's latest record, Storia di Fiume. It's out on Felmei, another beautiful album from Felmei. This one a little bit more jazz than folk, but still beautiful nonetheless. You're listening to Give 'Em the Boot on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, about 15 minutes to go. for my show today, and I have been just playing a little bit of new music. I have a few new CDs. We started off today with a new CD from the Mau Mau from Northern Italy with their new album Dea called Goddess. Then the second CD that I had to propose to you was Rosa Paeda, a beautiful singer from Southern Italy, originally from Puglia, and her new album Mater, or Heart Folk. This latest album from Simone Guiducci, Storia di Fiume, and then another new album which I have focused a little bit on a couple of weeks ago called Il Diavolo e l'Acqua Sante from a great southern Italian group called Waragnaun. And Waragnaun is a group of musicians who repropose old traditional popular music from the south of Italy, particularly the songs of the hinterland of Puglia, the Alta Murgia region. And Waragnaun is the old name of Garagnone, which is a big rock on the Alta Murgia. According to an old legend, the rock was cut by the paladin Roland's sword. And the group was formed 25 years ago by the lead singer Maria Moramarco, also by Luigi Bolognese and Silvio Teot. It's a really fabulous album and has the incredible artwork on the cover, which was reminiscent to me when I first saw it. I was like, oh, that looks just like Dylan Dog. And in fact, it is related to the gentleman who did the cartoon Dylan Dog, who I believe... funny as it may seem, but the lead character of that of the Dylan Dog series was based on an English actor, and I can't remember right now, but I will remember it soon. Okay, so let's go on to Waragnaun, this fantastic group of very much traditional music from southern Italy. This first track I want to propose is Nicola Morra Iere, that's what it's called, and there are very extensive notes in this album, and this is a traditional text with the music proposed by Luigi Bolognese and Silvio Teot. And Nicola Morra is about a legendary character who may have been a brigand. Lots of tales are told about him. They describe him as a protector of the weakest people. In this song, he challenges the massaro, or steward, over boundary rights. After a violent fight, the massaro feeds his workers with the brigand who he had cut up into small pieces. Afterwards, they are told what they had eaten. Mm-hmm. So, lovely story there. Okay, see what you think about this.
Na con la morriera guardiaina, mentre sui gammanai e li suo confina, 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 da non solo trovo l'uma saira, da non solo trovo l'uma saira. Dimmi, massera mia, ci vai truanna. Dimmi, massera mia, ci vai truanna. Dimmi, massera mia, ci vai vagenna. 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 Thank you. Mangiai tua loina mia, mangiai contenta.
Mangiai tua loina mia, mangiai contenta.
Che se la carne d'una gola morra. Che se la carne d'una gola morra. Quando mi vuoi ne sento una stiparola. E c'è sotto una valle ci annalta.
E quando vuoi ne sento una stiparola. E c'è
That was Nicola Morra Iere from Waragnan's latest album, U Diavole e l'Acqua Sante, The Devil and the Holy Water. It's a pretty thematic album. It has this fantastic cartoon-esque cover and story that goes throughout. And if you're interested in finding out more about that, you can go to the graphic artist's website. His name is Antonio Cornacchia, C-O-R-N-A-C-C-H-I-A, AntonioCornacchia.com. And the song that I just played was about a... It's a pretty violent song, actually, about a legendary character, perhaps who was a brigand, and the brigand, after a violent fight, the steward feeds his workers the brigand, who he'd cut into small pieces. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll go on to something a little lighter, perhaps. The next track, Madonne Quante Ierte, it's another traditional text, music by Luigi Bolognese and Silvio Teot. Madonna, It Is So Tall, is a local version of the song The Baroness of Carini. In this one, the identity of the main character isn't clear. A lover secretly gets into the house of his fiancée and spends the night. When the young woman's brothers realize what has happened, they punish her violently. Now, this seems to be quite a common theme, that the woman seems to get punished for things that happen and not the man. Yes, well, anyway, you can make of that what you will. So this is Waragnan, a group from the Alto Murgia region of southern Italy, made up of Maria Moramarco, lead voice and guitar, Luigi Bolognese on guitars, mandola, bouzouki, and on vocals, Silvio Teot on drums, darbuka, flute, and vocals, and also in there Nico Berardi on charango, Kenya, reed pipes, and the diatonic concertina. And this group play folk songs from Puglia, tarantelle from the Gargano, folk songs of the towns of the Murgia region, pizziche from Salento, and also well-known folk songs from Sicily, Puglia, and Basilicata traditions. So if you're interested in finding out more, just go to felmay.it and click on New Releases, and this will be one of the albums that come up. It's called The Devil and the Holy Water.
Scarona.
was a track from Guaragnon's latest album called The Devil and the Holy Water, O Diavole e l'Acqua Sante. That track called Madonna Quante Erte, Madonna It Is So Tall. Featuring actually one of the many feature artists on this CD is Riccardo Tesi playing organetto or accordion, as you may like to call it. And he plays on a number of tracks, as does Daniele Sepe, a fantastic Italian woodwind player. And he is featured on the next track called Santa Lucia, which is would be Santa Lucia, another song from the Lives of the Saints series. Lucia was seen by a rich nobleman when she was at prayer in her cell. He insisted he wanted her, but she refused. So she plucked out her eyes and sent them to him as a present. Oh, this is such a great album. There's so many great stories. It's a traditional text with, again, music by Luigi Bolognese, Silvio Teot, with Maria Moramarco, the fantastic voice of her, in the front and center. Oh, and I remembered Angelo Stano is the artist who did the cover art for this album, and Antonio Cornacchia is the graphic artist who put it together. And Angelo Stano is a mythical, legendary figure in the Italian comic scene. He is the designer of Dylan Dog, which is this great comic strip. And Dylan Dog, the main character, is based on Rupert Everett. So work that one out. If you go to do some Google searching on Dylan Dog, Angelo Stano, you'll find these amazing pictures. And it's scary how much that guy looks like Rupert Everett. Okay, so we're going to go ahead here with Santa Lucia, and that's going to be my last track for the day. I'm just about finished, and I hope you've really enjoyed listening to some new music today. This is a brand new album from Guaragnon, a great group from southern Italy made up of Luigi Bolognese, Maria Moramarco, Silvio Teot, O Diavole e l'Acqua Sante. And I hope to catch up with you guys next week. If you have any you want any information about this, feel free to go onto CITR's website and click on the podcast for this show, and I will put the playlist up there, or you can email me at musicalboot@yahoo.ca. That's musicalboot, all one word, at yahoo.ca. Ok, arrivederci, alla settimana prossima.
Santa Lucia, faceva razione in Dana Cel, faceva razione in Dana Cel. Davanti andiva solo cavalliere, davanti andiva solo cavalier de Jean.